You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. Let's go around the NFL here on In the Loop. You can always join the conversation, 713-572-4610. But a lot going on, including this story that just made its way to the public from Najee Harris's agent, who said he suffered an eye injury from a fireworks incident on July 4th. Fortunately, it wasn't as bad as, you know, JPP in years past. He's going to be okay, but pretty scary, an eye injury in a fireworks episode for Najee Harris.
Yeah, I definitely want to know what the details were on this, because not only, apparently there was injuries to multiple people. One person lost fingers in the incident.
Oh, geez.
And so this was very much, like, you know how people do these concoctions, you know, these bundles of fireworks and all this other stuff. Who knows how bad it was? And I have my doubts on Najee Harris and the eye injury, et cetera. Anyway, let's get to the rest of around the NFL. But we were bragging about Jesse Watt and the event that's coming up real quick. I actually did a lap around the building trying to find you. You're just avoiding everyone.
I'm so sorry. I really was hiding.
So we're all involved and trying to help with the Hill Country flooding. And we know, you know, to text flood to 20357. But you got something else going on.
Yeah. So No Label Brewing Company, which is out in Katy, and they're like a family friendly. They've got a little playground for the kids at the brewery, which is great because the playground's like on the other side of the brewery.
Just
so the
go.
Kids are like,
you
won't even hear the screaming.
Yeah.
But starting today, I think it starts at noon, but we're going to be there at 5 o'clock. There's a huge raffle going on. $1 for every beer poured is going back to the victims in Kerrville. And the raffle is crazy. Y'all even helped out. Y'all donated some Texans merch, which like 5 years ago, Parker was saying probably wouldn't have been that cool. But now we're like, hey, Derek Stingley. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, we got to give away some tickets to the weekend. The Bull got some like Kenny Chesney signed stuff. It's crazy.
Is that that guitar? What's that guitar?
That's part of the reason I was hiding. I don't want anyone to take the guitar. That was signed by all 10-man jam artists.
Oh, wow.
And that's going to be raffled?
It's all going to be raffled. And I was reading online, they're even doing like, there's flooring companies getting involved, stuff for your house. Basically, anyone that owns a business is like, I'm in.
Yeah. That is, and it's noon until midnight. I mean, 5 p.m. to midnight for us.
Yep. We're going to be out there. You'll see the big Mix 96.5 tent. And yeah, it's just going to be a great time. So you might as well stop by, say hi, do a little free babysitting with the
And it's a cool place. I've actually seen it. I've gone there. I haven't gone there per se, but I've been going by there a lot. And it's old. It's Old Katy, right? Isn't it in Old Katy? Or it's in the Katy area.
John, you were looking at the most directionally challenged. I don't even know what direction I'm facing right now. I don't know where Katy is. Come on. What Target is it by?
Well, okay. There is a Target out there.
See, now we're talking my language. Now we'll know where we are. It's in Katy, and that's all I need to know.
So lots of raffles.
Tons of raffles. And if you, it's $20 for a raffle ticket, but you can also just bring a donation. So if you bring like diapers, hygiene stuff, bleach, cleaning products, you'll just get a free raffle ticket with that too.
Awesome.
Yeah, very cool. Head on out there this evening. No Label Brewing.
Thanks, guys.
Well, I know you have a big day, so we're going to let you go.
So you're
going to go back to home.
You're going to be there till midnight.
Sweating.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, absolutely sweating.
I might pull up around 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Just to kind of
see how it's going.
You're buying beer then.
From the guy saying his 9 p.m. interview the other night was too late.
Yeah.
He's in a robe and his house slippers
it's
by
the weekend,
6.
Though.
Yeah, come on, Figgy.
Did we miss any raffle items that you want to make sure and mention? Those are some good ones.
Okay, the list is so long. So if you text that word flood, F-L-O-O-D, to 20357, it'll send you a link back and you can actually see on there all the auction items if you want to go through and see if you want some text and stuff or you need your floors to be cleaned.
Okay. That covers the gamut.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
appreciate
thank you for
it.
What you're doing.
Back to sports.
Yeah. All right, back to sports. Back to guys blowing off their fingers.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, I know. Najee Harris's friend's going to need some help as well.
But isn't that something, I mean, the fascination with the fireworks, and it's not just, hey, let's blow off some fireworks. Let's bundle all these together and see what happens.
I know it. My buddies and I, we had a close call when I think I was still in high school, and I said, okay, that's it. Like, I'm done with fireworks. This is not worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have y'all been around people that were just so irresponsible with fireworks, man?
Yes.
Like, back in the day, we used to, I ain't saying we. I didn't used to do this, but I had friends who had the bottle rockets, and used to just put them on the ground, and then they used to just fire off.
We fire off at people. Me and my friends used to throw them at each other.
Yeah, that too. And then I think the Roman candles. Yeah, the people be having fights with those.
My jacket caught on fire one year. It was my future brother-in-law. He was like, ho, of course drunk. And he pointed at me, and it actually hit me in the rib cage, and my jacket caught on fire.
Dang.
Take it off and step on it.
Yeah. Nah, people be having the Roman candle fire, those fights.
Yeah.
It be looking like a doggone Star Wars scene, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It's not worth it. Fortunately, Najee Harris is okay, even though he suffered an eye injury, but one of his friends evidently seemed to maybe have lost a couple fingers.
Mm-hmm.
John Metchie was talking about this new Texans offense. You know, we've been trying to figure out or wonder, what are things going to look like when they take the field? This was via Texans radio. And here's what Metchie said in regards to the current offense under Nick Haley.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's good. It's good. I relate to it a lot. I like it. It's very similar to an offense I had in with Bill O'Brien at Alabama my last year. And a little bit of that Sark offense too, because of the West Coast. So it's been pretty good for us to adjust to it. It's been pretty easy. It's fun for the receivers. It's our type of offense for sure. It gives a lot of power to the offensive players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of trust with the offensive players. So we've been enjoying.
All right, so before everybody starts screaming into the night, because Bill O'Brien was mentioned, let's clarify this a little bit. I actually like this. I like what he had to say.
Wait, what?
And I'm the biggest Bill O'Brien critic, as big anyway, as you'll ever find. But that was Bill O'Brien here. That was Bill O'Brien, the coach. That was Bill O'Brien, the inflexible guy that said, "Hey, we did it in New England. Yeah, your quarterback was different." I think the concept is what he's talking about, the concept of that offense. And so just because he mentioned Bill O'Brien, don't go screaming into the night. I've been saying, we've been saying, and I'm more convinced than ever, this is going to be a New England Patriots-styled offense. The biggest difference, Luke, is you've got a quarterback that can probably run it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I don't mind that comparison. And what I really liked about that was he said with a little bit of Sark West Coast, well, it's really, you know, obviously it's LA Rams, it's Sean McVay, you know, stuff. So I could see where they go heavy, rely on CJ Stroud, which, by the way, he said as much, "I wanted control, I'm getting control." So I don't mind this. It's just anytime you hear Bill O'Brien, yes, you're like,
it's very triggering.
So yeah. What I got from that, what you just said, is you wouldn't mind Bill O'Brien as the offensive coordinator in the future.
I did not say that.
It sounded like you were saying that.
No, I think the concept is what this quarterback and this team has kind of been looking for. But with a little twist, I like that.
I also think it's good for John Metchie to have that familiarity or to feel like he's familiar with this new offense. And especially because I think that wide receiver room, as we get closer towards week one, is going to be really interesting. I looked it up. They broke camp last year. They started the season with 7 wide receivers. And if you look at this team now, I mean, you assume Kirk, Nico, Higgins, and Jalen have 4 spots. And then, you know, you're thinking like Braxton Berrios for special teams, mm-hmm. Justin Watson. And if that's the case, both those guys make it, then maybe only 1 spot's available for Hutchinson and or Metchie. So figuring out who's going to be in that wide receiver room, I think, is going to be interesting to see in the coming weeks, 6 weeks here. And for John Metchie to have what feels like some familiarity with the offense certainly could help his case.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, what are we, 12 days from training camp?
11, right?
11
yeah.
days.
It's the 22nd,
camp?
I think.
Maybe.
11 days.
Here we go.
It's coming.
Yeah.
So interesting comments there from John Metchie. Hey, ESPN, we don't need to spend, we're not going to, I threw this in here because we don't need to do a whole segment on it. But ESPN did the top tight end rankings today. We've been going through this each day of this week of the top position groups. Unfortunately, Dalton Schultz did not make it.
Oh, man.
He was not in the top 17. If you include, yeah. If you include the top 10 and then the honorable mention, that's 17 names. Schultz was not in there. He was number 10. On last year's list.
Right.
But not in the top 17. Now, he's at the very bottom as others who received votes. So maybe he was technically ranked as the 18th best tight end.
Mm-hmm.
But not in the top 17. Was 10 last year. I guess the question would be, in order for this offense to be good, like how much growth or improvement do we need to see from Schultz or just that tight end position in general?
Enormous. And maybe it's not Schultz. Like you're talking about tight end position in general. Maybe it's Cade Stover. And they're putting a lot on Cade Stover because there's some high hopes there in terms of the tight end position. Obviously, they know that Dalton Schultz can play better, but he hasn't. And, you know, I don't know what the expectation is. They drafted one late in Luke Lachey. I don't know what your expectation could be there.
Yeah.
It kind of points to Cade Stover and maybe a little dash of Brevin Jordan, you know, at some point. But not surprised, and nor should they be, or have they done anything to be deserving in that top 15 to 17.
And I've been on this the last couple of weeks after George Kittle made these comments about, like, go back and look at the Super Bowl winners and see that in the last 10, 15 years, they've all had good tight ends. And I kind of dawned on me the importance of the tight end position that even I think I've been undervaluing.
Mm-hmm.
The top 7 of the top 9 on this list were in the playoffs last year. So I do think it's important to have,
yeah,
you know, that good tight end play. You look at Gronk for the Patriots and Kittle for the Niners and Kelsey for the Chiefs and even Dallas Goedert for the Eagles here in recent years. The most successful teams, the Bills and the Ravens last year, driven by their tight ends, 2 tight ends. So these tight ends are important, and the Texans need to be better at that position this year compared to what they had last year for this offense to really hum. Maybe a surprise, Brock Bowers was number one on this list ahead of some of those bigger names.
He's so good.
He is very good.
Maybe a little bit of a surprise that he's number one ahead of like Laporta and Kittle. Kelsey was number five.
Let me find him. Kittle was two. Yeah, Kelsey was five.
Yeah, I think Laporta and Bowers and Kittle are probably the best in the game right now.
And Brock Bowers, by the way, first player to be ranked number one at his position, for any position, after his rookie year since they've been doing this, ranking at ESPN. So speaks to how much they like him there at the tight end position. There's a handful of good tight ends. Unfortunately, Schultz not in the top 10. Last thing I wanted to get to here around the NFL, Aaron Rodgers, sometimes he does things that I realize, like, you know what? We could be friends because I don't like Aaron Rodgers. But every once in a while, he wins me over. And I do really like this. We don't have to play the audio. You could go find it on Twitter because I ranted against autograph hounds on this very show a couple weeks ago. And I loved Rodgers was signing autographs at a golf tournament. One guy was asking him for his autograph, and Rodgers was asking him questions about his career or about the Packers to test if he truly was a fan. And the guy didn't know the answers, so he said, like, I'm not signing for you. You're an autograph hound. And they were going back and forth, and the autograph hound was cordial. He wasn't being a jerk, but he was also kind of frustrated Rodgers wasn't going to sign for him. Anyways, I love this. These guys are the worst that just get autographs and then turn around and sell them. Rodgers was signing. He was signing for the actual kids there and the people who seemed to actually be a fan of his instead of the guy that shows up with the binder filled of trading cards to get all your autographs so he could turn around and sell them.
I'm with you 100%. I've been to many spring trainings. I'm sure you have as well. And that is an entire business. I'm sure you've seen it. Guys come exactly as you talked with a binder. And sometimes they ask other people, is that so-and-so?
Yes, right.
Because and then they pull it out of this very delicate plastic, you know, cover because they're going to resell it. And they want it to be as close to pure or whatever the term is.
Yeah.
Mint is the, you know, and then sign it, put it carefully back in there, and then they go sell it. I'm with you. I hate that.
It's funny because the producer that used to produce this show, Chris, he was one of those.
Yes.
I don't think he was, I don't know if he was like selling them and all that, but I remember going to events, he was like, oh, that's so-and-so.
Yeah.
And he'll pull out a little baseball card or football card. He's like, he just signed my card. He was just so happy. I was just like, man, you are a nerd.
Yeah, that's right. So, Roger, every once in a while, Aaron, I like some of the things you do. That was a good move. The guy didn't know the information. He's like, I'm not signing for you. Forget it.
Yeah,
and to your point, I've walked out of locker room or clubhouses or stadiums before, spring training stadiums, and people have asked me for my autograph.
Yeah.
Holding those, they're looking through. And I'm
like, you have no idea.
Yeah, you don't know who any of us are.
Yeah.
I'm not a player. I don't even look like it. That's around the NFL. Hey, when we come back, how would you grade the Texans' offseason with training camp just 11 days around the corner? We'll talk about it next. It's In the Loop.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.